his shoes, warning you stay away. If we meet at the rendezvous, take me away, sun and rain. Darling, I got my trust issues, warning you stay away. If we meet at the rendezvous, take me away, sun and rain.
Mic check, mic check. Hello. Good morning. It is Friday, October 25th. You're listening to the first episode of the year of the Chef Jeff Show. I'm your host, Chef Jeff. We got music. I'm not going to lie to you. There's no theme. I kind of just thought of the songs I've been meaning to play from artists I've been meaning to talk about. You just heard Loverboy by Femme Vivarette. We got a lot of stuff coming up from different reaches of the genres of music. We're covering pop, R&B stuff. We're covering rock. We got a little EDM in there. Either way, we got some real good stuff. So, coming up, we got Pink Floyd, and we also got Swans. The Swans cut is off their new album, Leaving Meaning, that just released this past midnight. I have not listened to the whole thing yet, but based on the single, I'm pretty excited. I'm not sure if any of you are aware of what's going on with Swans. They did their last formal tour in 2016 to promote their album, The Glowing Man. And now the lead guy, Michael Gerard, he has created basically like a 30 to 35 team member, kind of like an assembly of this like new Swans for his latest album. So we'll see. It seems pretty depressing based on the very melancholy album cover and the song. Also, I enjoy it. It's not the highest tempo and it's not the most intense stuff Swans has ever made, but we'll give it a listen. So yeah, here we go.
last wave, race towards another grave.
Hello. I'm back. First off, we listened to Breathe in the Air off of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And then that new cut is called It's Coming, It's Real. And that's by Swans off their latest album, Leaving Meaning. So earlier we were talking about, just kind of briefly, and by we, I mean the fact that I'm here with the wonderful, the lovely Lolan Edge.
Hello. Good morning.
Wait, I don't know if I can hear you. Can you, like...
Good morning, Medford.
Okay. It's cool. So when is your show, Lola?
My show is on Thursday mornings, 2 to 3 a.m. It's called Fireside Breaths. I highly recommend listening. We play indie pop and experimental hip-hop, and we discuss hot debate topics.
Whatever needs to be discussed.
Whatever needs to be discussed.
I think we talked about Grimes with her... interesting eyeball situation. I was at the previous show. It was a lot of fun. The playlist was awesome. And it was a very fun discussion. We had about 6 or 7 listen here. But it was fun. So yeah, we got some more stuff coming up from kind of like deep cut artists. And then we got some artists like Daniel Caesar and Ariana Grande coming up. So we'll continue on and we'll be back with some more discussion.
Without bringing back, I see today in all its glory. I believe.
Just heard Navajo by the R&B singer, one of my personal favorites, Masigo. And before that, we heard Oh My Violence by Lady Lamb. Lady Lamb, I actually have an interview with her coming up, I believe, November 4th. It's that Monday. Lola, I'm turning your mic on. Hello. That is the same day as the JPEG Mafia concert, unfortunately, which is the reason why I can't attend. You're going, right?
Of course I am. It is currently sold out, and I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, I'll definitely do as much as I can in my power to see one of his shows eventually. And I took the interview hoping, I said, you know, I'm not really sure. I've like heard of her music before. And I've seen her album. This is called Even in the Tremor promoted. And now it's one of my favorite like indie rock albums of the year so far. So I'm glad that I got the interview. It was basically handed off to me. But this is my second interview. I'm conducting it for the Tufts Daily. I'm not like nervous again, but I still feel like I might be like a little starstruck, because that same thing happened with my first interview. It was actually with the Daughters lead singer, Alexis SF Marshall. It was an awesome interview. He was a great guy. He was a little crazy, but he was fun. He was a fun guy to talk to, and he gave a lot of good information. So hopefully the same will happen with her. I've seen previous like media stuff that she's done on the radio, and she seems like a very approachable person, and her music is very friendly. So I'm excited for the show. So we're going to keep playing. So I'll give you a little frontal lobe music.
You know how I feel. I'm in love with you still, yeah. It helps, but it kills. Your loving, it hurts, it heals, it breaks, but it builds, ooh yeah. Your power and your will, your loving, that's your loving.
Wanna feel it, something I can feel. I know the things that I've been feeling ain't real. Wanted to know what it felt like for them to like me. Now I know I gotta say it's mighty frightening. Wanna use it, use my frontal lobe. But these feelings took the shit around the globe. Got sick and tired of always feeling lonely. Got this golden child shit popping with my homies. It's a hell of a feeling, I put this thing on the map. Remember back in the day, talked a whole lot of smack. It was hard for the black kid, used to get at my gap. Used to steal all my groceries and now I get to the racks. To be ugly, but now I hit from the back. Aside from the front, and I swear this pussy like cracks. Nigga got rhythm, I like to hear that shit clap. I like to hear that shit back, I like to hear that shit. Further from home, the unknown is all that I know. Couldn't atone on the phone. I wish that I would be on my own, all alone. I wish that I would quit being stone, be a stone. Feeling ain't real. Look, my whole life they've been begging me to chill. Got it weighing on my conscience just to live. I wanna venture into the unknown. Never got you popping, laying around at home. I forgot no pussy acting like a pussy. Let my nuts hang, goddamn, look where that shit took me.
Never keep it inside. Let it out so everybody around you know what it feels like, yeah. Never keep it inside. Never keep it inside. Let it out so everybody around you know what it feels like, yeah.
You make it stick. That's the way to shut me up after an argument. Don't wanna line on, but looking at you is the fix. Highlight of my life, just like that Fenty Beauty kit.
Back. You just heard Make Up by the wonderful Ariana Grande, and before that was Frontal Lobe Music by Daniel Caesar and Pharrell Williams. So yeah, we're kind of shifted to a more pop-oriented kind of attitude, but you know what? There aren't any problems with that, at least I don't think. Ariana Grande, that's off her album Thank You Next. Wonderful pop album, one of my favorites of the year so far. Same thing, Case Study 01, the highly anticipated new Daniel Caesar album. I mean, I personally like Freudian better. I think Freudian's really solid R&B, but cuts like Frontal Lobe Music, there's a couple more off there that definitely like highlights in his discography so far. So I have something to tell you, just so that anyone who's listening, there's stuff like this that you just like, you gotta be aware of, you know? Pardon me for a second. Yes, okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might sound easy. Misusing it is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Getting high as they fight for that. things that they hold deep, to forget the things they fear. This is how to disappear. This is how I'm to disappear.
Hello. All right. So, I kind of just played a lot of songs in a row. We started off with How to Disappear by Lana Del Rey. Then we had the new Madeon song, Be Fine. And then, yeah, I kind of just really did a complete 180 to rock. It is a new Jimmy Eat World song, Surviving, off their album Surviving. And then you just heard Low High by the Black Keys off their new album Let's Rock. I just kind of wanted to briefly discuss, Lola, I'm now turning your mic on. I'm sorry, I just simply keep forgetting. So, Jimmy Eat World, not a super popular name, but their song The Middle, which I don't know the rules if I'm allowed to like sing it on air or whatever, but if you look it up, you'll know what we're talking about. Very popular, staple, thousands rock song. And now they just released a new album as Jimmy Eat World again, and I feel like, I mean, I loved the album. I think it was really, I mean, it wasn't the greatest. I just thought it was really fun. I thought there were some decent songs on there. It's no kind of like saying, oh, well, you know, we're just like making another album because we're Jimmy Eat World. Maybe that was their purpose, but it kind of didn't sound like it was that. So I kind of like, we don't have a ton of time, but I did kind of want to briefly discuss like how do you feel about, because I know another band that released an album earlier this year was the Backstreet Boys, their album DNA. That was a not great album. And some people were saying, oh, like why after all these years would the Backstreet Boys come back to make this album? There was one song I actually really like called Passionate off the album. It's a really fun kind of like poppy, almost EDM-y song. But I don't know. How do you like general trend of things? I like it. I like when older bands kind of come back together and they just like release new content. Whether it's good or not, I think it's a little charming in a way.
I mean, I certainly appreciate the effort, I think, but sometimes it's can be helpful to know when your career is over and when it's time to stop making music. That being said, Willie Nelson has, I think, like 70 studio albums, and they're all great, and he's still kicking, and honestly, some of the new stuff is really good.
Yeah,
I think sometimes it's acceptable to keep making music for that long.
Can you think of any unacceptable examples?
The Backstreet Boys, also Jimmy Eat World. I mean, this album like it was decent, but it's not anything like really new from their older stuff. And it's just like, why would you bring yourself back just to do the same thing that you were doing 15 years ago?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I was also kind of thinking like, I don't know. I think it's cool. Like, I'm not sure. I think it's been, I don't want to like give any incorrect numbers. I think it's been 4 or 5 years since their last album. So they haven't been completely like off the face of the earth, and now they're coming back. And I'm pretty sure that there's a similar case with the Beach Boys. But the Backstreet Boys. My apologies. I don't know. I think in the general case, I think it's good, but I don't know how much faith I have in bands like this to make new good stuff, which I think is the reason why people are turned away from it. But I think it's cool in its own little way. There's one more song I wanted to play before off the air. I was obsessed with it last year, and it just popped into my brain last night. So I said like I gotta play it. It's by Gorillaz. This is more kind of the it's off the album Human, so it's kind of more just Damon Albarn playing around with a bunch of, art, different singers and producers and stuff. But I personally really enjoy the song, so I'll play it for y'all. This is Chef Jeff on The Chef Jeff Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah.
can be mad at me. Tell me I was born to quit, I was checking. Go on. Or you could just freak with me. I said it again, let the numbers roll. I hear that about you, baby. It's back when the city's cold. Don't ever look at me like that. It's just in the daylight. No, it's just in the daylight. No.
I am a broken screen. I'm a math routine. It's just about to nod and I'm over it.
I was checking gold.
You should just freak with me,
just freak with me,
and let the numbers roll. I'm made by the fire. I'm waiting back where the city's cold. Just in the days I've known. It's just in the days I've known.
I'm a broken screen. I'm a math routine that just about turned out.
Yo, new black king, New York dream. Tell these motherfuckers everything I'm seeing. My world's darker than the young black dream of the first black prince of a new white king. I just wanna play, have it my way. Make a bunch of fucking rules and tell them